Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, we're back with Perspectives. I was thinking about something the other day, and I think it affects all of us, is that when we live our life, a lot of times we get caught up in the humdrum of it, of going to work, of doing this, of doing that. A lot of times, small little things can create a lot of havoc in our life. It could be something that somebody said, or the attitude that a coworker or neighbor had. All these little things kind of start adding up, or maybe somebody ate something out of the refrigerator at work that was yours. Like these small things that cause you to have a really bad day. But in actuality, if you cleared your mind, and you have to think about people that are dealing with cancer. I was on the phone with somebody earlier today, my friend Jonathan, and his mom has been really sick and has been dealing with a lot of stress and strain, and her life has not been normal at all. You know, we think about these big issues, but yet sometimes, you know, we're all so drawn into our drama that we don't even really think about what people are really going through. And a lot of times when we put things really in perspective, and, you know, and that's the thing, is that the perspective of something is really interesting. So what could seem really insurmountable one day can seem like absolutely nothing the next. And so now that, you know, we're with James Rose live on assignment. When you're on a boat and you're having to have this clarity, you have to do this because, you know, you have people on the boat. It's their safety. It's the water. It's the waves. It's the wind. You have to go this course. And when something happens that could get in the way of your safety and maybe not getting back, it seems that everything just disappears. And anything that was an issue before, especially small petty dramas or anything like that, just goes by the wayside. I was just going to ask you, has anything happened on the boat at the beginning of this trip that might have caused a little bit of stress and to put things into perspective?
Well, that's what preparation, I mean, that's where that comes in. And, you know, I have to tell you, when you're sailing at night and it's dark, it's the abyss, all you know is the heading that you're on. We have a spotlight, but I got to tell you, when you know there's three people down below sleeping and they trust you to be at the helm and make sure the voyage goes well, that's a huge amount of responsibility. And what happened last night was we lost our navigation lights on the front. We had to put up secondary lights, but we were prepared for that. It wasn't really that big of a deal. You know, that's the kind of thing that really you keep, it keeps you in check and it keeps you in perspective.
Oh yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I got to tell you, it was so dark, and we had another sailboat cross our path. I don't know, it was about 3:30 in the morning. We really didn't even see it coming. I don't think he had his navigation lights on. It was pretty scary, and it was a huge sailboat sailing by, and they're just quiet, and it was just amazing to see it.
Wow.
But, you know, close call, you might say.
Well, yeah, it's a close call, and I think that kind of puts things in perspective, too, because a lot of times, you know, we go through the motions, and we're dealing with our bosses and people that we work with and what have you, and things that shouldn't be that big of a deal become a big deal in the day-to-day life when we're just kind of going through the motions. But when you're really out there, and it's based upon your survival, you're the captain of the ship, and these people's lives depend on you, besides the fact that your life depends on you. And also,
right,
you're strengthening and you're building the core between that friendship, and it kind of, you know, spawns off of it. In that situation, you have to have those tools. And I would think, you know, keeping your wits about you and also clarity is kind of a big deal. So how do you, James, day to day and in this situation, really have clarity? How do you gain clarity?
Well, I don't know if you can see what I'm looking at right now. It's just, it's the definition of clarity. It's calm. I'm topside on the boat now and looking out over the Gulf, and I can see the shore. It's illuminated. It's quiet, peaceful, tranquil. And you can see all the stars, and it's just, it's almost like kind of a spiritual moment. Amazing. And there's nice waves, pretty big swells. No rogue waves. We had some big waves today, and that's exciting. It kind of gives you a rush, even though you're only going 6 miles an hour.
That's neat.
At night, you can't see it coming. You can kind of hear it coming, and then you ride it out, and it's exciting to me. And that's how I kind of connect and purge, and I don't even think about, you know, negative things. I have nothing but great thoughts, you know, when I'm out here.
Do y'all listen to music while you're out there?
It's almost like sometimes we do. Right now, it's all quiet.
Okay.
You just listen. I don't know if you can hear this, but I mean, you hear the water. I don't want to drop the phone over, but listen.
I can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear it, but
it's slight, but
it's
you can
peaceful.
Hear it.
I mean, some people spend a lot of money on a DVD or something where they can go to sleep listening to this.
Oh yeah.
And I got to tell you, when you finally do go to sleep, you sleep so well when your shift's over.
That's amazing. You know, and the smell of the air too, and the salt, and all that stuff. You know, creates this picture perfect. It's like, but I think a lot of times people feel when they look at the beach and they see these things, they say, oh, I really need a vacation. I need to be on the beach. But a lot of times we can gain that clarity right at home.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
and you know what? To be honest, I'm not sure how to do it at home. That's why I come here, you know?
Well, I can help
you.
So,
I mean, everybody has their own way to do it, I guess. And this is how I do it.
No, and it's awesome. And, it's a beautiful way.
I read some of your book and, maybe I need to learn a different way. It'd probably, you know, be less expensive, but I love this so much, you know.
I think it's great. And to have a passion like that isn't, you know, it's just a beautiful passion that just accelerates you and it makes you feel like you could fly is something that's amazing. And I think that a lot of people should take this advice to heart as far as having something that you really love in your life. And maybe you can't do it every day, but you...
Well, you know what? I feel very fortunate and blessed. I love what I do. For a job, and I love what I do when I'm not working. You know, it all goes hand in hand. I'm just trying to make the best out of, you know, what I have, and I'm thankful for what I have. You know, I think that's all part of it, the attitude of gratitude, too. You know, giving back and doing things. That's just my two cents, but you're the expert on this.
Well, you know, it's kind of, well, I appreciate that. But I do feel when we were talking about your trip a few days ago and you were telling me, that, you know, who was going and what have you, to me, that's very impressive. And I think that's something that maybe our listeners might want to know is the fact that when you have friends for this long, it's a good thing. And that when people have friends for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, it really says something about their character. And it says something about what they do in response to their friends. And a lot of times you'll meet people that have only had friends for maybe, you know, 5-6 months. It seems like the longest friend that they have. And people really need to be wary of that and understand the fact that when that's the case, they might not be treating people as friends and they might not be treating these people as they should, because otherwise, you know, friends that are real friends stick with you. And I just thought
that's
that was
true.
Really interesting.
And I think that's, you know, like your book. You know, you be your true self. And when you're your true self, your true friends are there.
Right.
I don't think it's rocket science. I just think maybe some people don't get it, but.
No, some people don't get the fact, you know, that they have to actually do something. You know, it's kind of like a lot of people feel that maybe what's in it for me determines how I treat another. When in actuality, what's in it for you should be to be truer to yourself and to do the right thing, because really, in turn, that's really doing the right thing for yourself.
Right. So. And when you've known people for, you know, as long as I've known some of the crew that's on the boat, it's just fun. We get there together. We have fun.
Right.
You know, and we joke around and we know each other. We trust each other. And so that makes a big difference.
Well, yeah, when you've gone through things like this together, as well as, you know, especially when you're sailing and you're going through this and you're running up on, you know, on the sand and you lose your lighting or whatever it might be, these are kind of big things too, to be with other people to experience that. And I think that's another thing about having clarity, is that you can actually understand what somebody else is somewhat experiencing if you actually are allowing yourself to be mindful.
Yeah, it's quite something to, you know, I don't know, when you see fear in someone else's face, it kind of puts you in check.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know.
Oh yeah.
They're scared, so this is bad. I'm thinking it's bad, but this could be real bad. You know,
this is really bad.
This could be worse than I'm thinking. So you know, but problem solution. You know, you handle it one thing at a time and keep focused.
And problem solution is a really good thing, and I think that's what we need to talk about as well, is that you have a problem solution on the boat when it's a life or death thing, you have a problem solution, but I think people can actually use that technique in their life to realize that there are problems, but there are solutions.
Yeah, again, that's not my forte. I mean, I understand, and I know how I deal with that. That's all you can do, really, is prepare and do it.
I'm just so blessed to have had you call in. Thank you all so much. Hopefully, you'll come back soon and visit with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much.
And I've never done this before. It's kind of exciting to be out on my boat, headed to Pensacola, and talking to you on the radio. This is crazy. Who would have thought?
I kind of feel like I'm there because I have clarity. I feel like I'm actually part of this. I really appreciate you allowing us to all be a part of it. It's really wonderful.
Well, thank you for having me, Ashley. I really appreciate it. And I wish you the absolute best of luck.
I will call you after the show.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wanted to let James, you know, leave because to do that and to call in is just such a wonderful thing. He really brought up a good point, and that was about problem solution. And I think that's a good thing for us all to hear, is that when you have a problem, there is a solution. A lot of times we get into that mindset where it's like a circular thought where we feel we hear the problem, we hear the problem, we hear the problem. We stress about the problem, we stress about the problem, and then you stress about the problem again, but you never really think of the solution. So your mind is kind of going a million miles an hour with no ability to get you out of that situation. And that's what I talk about quieting the mind, and it starts with breathing, and it starts with breathing and taking in deep quality breaths. And a lot of times you hear this stuff about meditation on TV, on the radio, in any sort of book, and people say, you got to meditate. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and profess and throw down your throat the idea of meditation. But the whole bedrock of meditation is breathing. And when we come back, I'm going to cover some ideas like that. And then I'm going to give a couple other tools that you can use to truly live your life, but to live your life with clarity and truth. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.